Hello, gentlemen. Now, here's a story. Could be the future. Come.
Solo, we just fished a man out the south side of the island.
Dead?
No, he's alive. He's in pretty good shape, actually. A bit dehydrated.
What? He swam here?
No, he was hanging onto a piece of floating wood.
He might have some information about the outside world.
Yes, he might.
Think he's able to talk?
Yeah, I think he's fine. We've already given him water.
Bring him here.
Right away, Solo.
A short time later.
Come on in.
Here, Solo. This is our mystery guest.
Thanks, Tom. Take a seat. Do you know where you are?
I got no idea.
You're on some small island that is not marked on any map. This island really doesn't exist. So, do you want to tell me your story? How you got here?
Well, I was on a ship. It's called an escape ship. I was on it for about 4 days. Then it caught fire and sank. Nearly everybody on board went down with it, except me and maybe a few others, I don't know.
Why did you call it an escape ship?
Well, you were escaping the country you were in, because it was falling apart. There was no food, no water. People were killing each other.
Yeah, the fall of society.
Not the fall. It's already fallen. What is this place I'm at? You seem to be well organized here. You have water, food.
This place is called Haven. Many of us real men saw the downfall that society was going to go through, and we got out before it fell. And we started our own kind of utopia.
I see. You mean you start all again for the same thing to happen?
No. We made laws here that applied to everybody, including the Femons.
I see. So you have Femons here too. Well, in that case, you're doomed.
No, no. This is true equality. If a Femon commits a crime here, she'll get exactly the same as a male gets. All treated equally. And the main role of Femons here are breeders, mothers. You see, the society outside tried to put Femons in everything else. And it's hard to put a square peg in a round hole. It don't fit. This island may be small, but it's all controlled and run by males. Which actually is the way nature intended. All the judicators here are men. They will come to decision by logic and facts. Femons are governed by emotions, and that's how they make their decisions. Which is fine for babies and mothers, but not for the running of a society.
Are the Femons happy with their situation here?
If they're not, they can always leave. We hold no prisoners here.
So, how do I join this commune or whatever it is?
It's just a haven. Everybody does work for the better of this society. And for that, they will be given food, water, and a small shelter to stay in. If you wish to get off the island and go back to the broken society, there are trees on this island. Make a boat. If not, and you really have nowhere to go, then you can join us.
Well, I don't have anywhere to go. All my family are dead. And compared to where I left, this place isn't a haven. It's paradise.
Very well. Tom will sort you out whatever you need and put you on the roster. Nothing here is going to be free for anybody. We all have to work for it.
Well, that sounds fair.
Tom!
This man has joined us. For now.
Well, good. We can use another hand.
And Tom, keep an eye on him. He could be a spy.
Will do, Solo. Come on in, buddy. What's your name?
Stanley. Most people call me Stan.
All right, Stan. Come on.